Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Avi Heller and together we are studying the Masechet of Megillah. This series is a project of the Orthodox Union Synagogue Services Department, OU Torah, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. This is the second installment of the first Daf of Megillah. So we are in the back half of Megillah Daf Bet Amud Aleph. I'm going to tell you exactly where we are. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines up from the narrow lines of the Gemara. On the last word of the line where it says, Hecha Remiza. Now what we've been discussing up until now is the idea that when the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, the men of the Great Assembly, established the reading of the Megillah, they wrote in the Megillah itself the possibility that you could read the Megillah on 5 days, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar. The Gemara's question now is, Hecha Remiza, where is it hinted at? It's certainly not explicit, but where is it hinted at in the Megillah that you can read the Megillah on days besides the 14th and the 15th? So we're going to have three opinions on this. The first opinion, and the one that is discussed most in depth, is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Rabbi Shemen Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's really Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Amar Kra, the text says, this is what the Megillah says, and this pasuk in the Megillah is chapter 9, verse 31, Perek Tet Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and it says that we should establish the days of Purim. And it says, L'kayem yimei ha-purim ha-eile, we should establish these days of Purim, bizmanehem, in their times. So Rabbi Yochanan says, when it says in their times, zmanim harbe tiknu lahem, that means there are a lot of times. There's a whole bunch of times. Now, it doesn't specify 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, but the point of it is that there's a bunch of times. So he learns it from there. It's hinted at there that there are many days on which you can read the Megillah, and that's what he thinks the source is, that the original takana of the rabbis, of the men of the Great Assembly, was that you could read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. So in that regard, he's defending the Mishnah's reading. But the Gemara does not like this, and they challenge Rabbi Yochanan right off the bat. They're going to challenge him quite aggressively. Haimi ba'ale lagufe. No. You can't use that word, bizmanehem, to teach that you can read the Megillah on a lot of days. You need it to teach you that you can read it on the 14th and the 15th, which are times. And it says, in their times, like the 14th and the 15th of Adar. Therefore, you can't use it to teach that. It's ambiguous. It could go either way. Imkain, so Rabbi Yochanan comes back. That abbreviation, third word in from the line, Aleph Kaf, is Imkain. If that's true, that I needed it to teach me the 14th and the 15th, lema krozman, then it could have just said time. Read it on its, we could have said the kayeme imei purim elu bizman. Read them in the time. My zmanehem, why does it say their times in the plural? Zmanim tuva, a lot of different times. Tuva means a lot. But the Gemara is not done, so it comes back and challenges Rabbi Yochanan again. Va'akate mi ba'ele, but I still could say that it should have said, or I still need it, even in the plural, to teach me the following teaching. Va'akate mi ba'ele, I still need it. Zmano shel zeh, the time of this one, lo kizmano shel zeh, is not like the time of this one. In other words, the reason why it says times is to teach you that you don't celebrate Purim twice. If you live in an unwalled city, you have to read the Megillah on the 14th, and if you live in a walled city, you have to read it on the 15th. The point in saying zmanehem is that it's their times. You have to follow it depending on where you live. You don't get to choose. And since I'm using it to teach that lesson, that you don't get to choose, it's no longer available for you to learn that there's a whole bunch of other days that you can read the Megillah on. Rabbi Yochanan's not done. He comes back. Imkain, the same abbreviation. If that's true, what you just said. Lema krozmanam. Okay, so you convinced me that it couldn't say zman, but it could have said zmanam, their times, my zmanehem. Why did it use this extra fancy word of their times in the extra plural? Because zmanam means time singular, their plural. Zmanehem means times plural, their plural. It's a double plural.
Shmat Mina, we can learn from it, Kulhu, all of these days, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay, but the Gemara is not done. Ema, I will say, Zmanim Tuva, many times, Zmanehem, Dumya, Dizmanam, that in fact, their times is similar to their time. Mazmanam trei, just as their time is two. In other words, we know that there are two times in the Megillah that you can in the Megillah where it says you can read it, 2 days, 14th and the 15th. Af zmanehem trei. So zmanehem should also only teach us 2 days. Now this is a limited counter argument, meaning up until now we've been denying that the Megillah teaches that you can teach any days. Now they're accepting the fact that maybe you can learn 2 days. The problem is Rabbi Yochanan wants to learn 3 days. He wants to learn 11, 12, and 13, and he only has a source for 2 days. The Ema Tresar Utlesar, maybe those 2 days are the 12th and the 13th. So I'll concede to you, Rabbi Yochanan, on the 12th and the 13th, but you still have no proof for the 11th. Kid Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. However, Rabbi Yochanan has already made answer for him, and he quotes Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who gets him out of his problem. Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakol Hi V'Lo Tzarich LeRabu Yeh. The 13th doesn't need a teaching from the Megillah because it is a Zman Kehila. Now we have talked about a Yom HaKnisa, a day when people gather, but here he uses the word Zman Kehila, a gathering of the people. And what he means is in the time of Mordechai and Esther, the 13th, which we commemorate with the fast of Esther, is the day on which they fought the war. And both the people in Shushan and the people in the rest of Ahasuerus's dominions were all fighting on that day. In other words, they all gathered to defend their lives on that day, and therefore, of course, that is a day on which you can read the Megillah. This is a problematic teaching in a number of ways. One of them is that usually we say that we celebrate the peace, not the war, and here the assumption is that you can read the Megillah on the day of the war, even before they defeated their enemies. But that is the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And in that case, we can learn the 13th from the fact that everybody was fighting and gathered on that day to fight, and the 11th and 12th can be learned from the other teaching of Zmanehem. Hachinami, so here too, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila LaKol Hi. Therefore, the 13th is now considered a day of gathering for everyone. V'lo Tzarich LeRabu Yeh, and it does not need a special rabbinic teaching. Finally, the Gemara mentions one other possibility, which we haven't discussed yet. Ve'ema Shitzar V'Shivzar. Maybe the 16th and the 17th. How do you know that we only have to go backwards regarding the Megillah? Maybe the days of Zmanehem are teaching us that you can read the Megillah on the 16th and the 17th. And not on the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. That's the Gemara's challenge to Rabbi Yochanan. And he answers, V'lo ya'avor. There is a pasuk that says, these days of Purim will never pass over. And while that could be read in a different number of ways, the way it's learned here by the rabbis is you cannot go over. You can go under, you can go backwards, but lo ya'avor means you cannot go past the 15th. And therefore, 16 and 17 are learned from the Megillah not to be allowed. So that is Rabbi Yochanan's full opinion. Rabbi Yochanan has established that based on the word bizmanehem, we can learn the 11th and the 12th. And the fact that the 13th is a day of gathering for everyone teaches us that that day is also eligible for learning, for reading the Megillah, and the 14th and the 15th, of course. Now we have a second opinion from a different verse. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar. I am now 2 lines up in the skinny lines. So if you go 2 lines up from where it gets wide, in the middle of the line, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar. Amar Kra, it says in the Megillah, and this is a different pasuk. This pasuk is now a little earlier. It starts in Esther Perek Tet Pasuk Chaf Aleph, 9:21. And that pasuk says, L'kayem Alehem, to establish on them, Liyot Osim, to do, Et Yom Arba'asar L'chodesh Adar, V'et Yom Chamishasar Bo, to do the 14th of the month of Adar and the 15th. Kol Shana V'Shana. So there we learn that you have to celebrate Purim on the 14th and the 15th. And then it says, Kayamim, like the days that the Jewish people rested from their enemies. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is going to learn from that word, Kayamim. And what he says is, Yamim, the days, those are the 14th and the 15th. Kayamim, like the days, means another 2 days. So lirabot yud aleph yud bet. Now we can add in the 11th and the 12th. The ema tresar utlesar, and we had the same problem before. How do you know it's not the 12th and the 13th. Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel Zman Kihila Lakol Hi. The 13th is a day of gathering for everyone because everyone was fighting their enemies. Velo Tzarich L'Rabuye. So Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni has one similarity to Rabbi Yochanan. They both learn the idea of the 13th being a day of gathering, but they use different words to learn that the 11th and the 12th can have the Megillah read. Rabbi Yochanan learns it from the word Zmanehem, and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni learns it from the word Kayamim. Both of them are possibly legitimate readings. Oh, so we're not quite done with Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. We give him the same question as we did to Rabbi Yochanan. Ve'ema shitzar v'shivsar. I'm at the end of the first wide line. How do you know I can't do it on the 16th and the 17th? And we know the answer already. Ve'lo ya'avor k'tiv. Because the Megillah says you cannot go forward. You cannot pass forward. Okay. So now that we've identified the two major opinions here about how we learn that you can do these extra days, we want to know, why didn't they learn the way each other learned? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan learned it from Zmanehem. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni learn it from that word? It's a pretty good learning. So the Gemara asks, and I'm on the third wide line. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, my taima, that's the abbreviation memtet, my taima, what is the reason? Lo amar mi bizmanehem. Why didn't he learn from the words Zmanehem the way Rabbi Yochanan did? So what he says is, he's very dismissive. Zman, zmanam, zmaneam, lo mashmalei. This whole learning of, should have said zman, and then it said zmanam, and then zmaneam, that whole acrobatics of interpreting each layer of the word zmaneam, he didn't think it made sense. That's all. He just didn't like it. Logically, he didn't think it was the best teaching, so he went to look for another teaching, and he thought that his made more sense. V'Rav Shemen bar Abba, Rabbi Shemen bar Abba, who taught us Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about mi bizmanehem, my taima, I'm at the end of the second wide line, that abbreviation mem tet, what is the reason? Lo amar mi kiyamim, why didn't he learn like Rabbi Shemen bar Yachmeni, like the days? Amar lecha, he said, he'll say to you, he could say to you, this guy, Rabbi Shemen bar Abba, could say, l'dorot hu dichtiv. Kayamim, like the days, is not teaching you extra days. It's teaching you that just as they rested on the 14th and the 15th in the days of Mordechai and Esther, so like those days, we should rest on the 14th and the 15th every year. So he's using it to teach it that this is a mitzvah that goes forward, that it's not just in that year of the story of the Megillah, but that it goes into the future. And since he's using it for that, it is no longer free for him to learn other days from it. Okay, now we have one more opinion, which sometimes the Gemara does this. It brings a third opinion that wipes everything out at the end. So let's follow. It gets a little confusing. This is a little more confusing than what we've done so far. We're ratcheting up the pressure here. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, said Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is the second time we're hearing from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, Zu, this, in other words, the words of our Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, I'm at the end of the third wide line, that Resh Ayin stands for Rabbi Akiva. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimta. Our Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Akiva. Even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, it doesn't tell us who said the Megillah might be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Stimta means without using his name. Didarish zman zmanam zmanehem, and he is the one, it was Rabbi Akiva, who darshaned this word zmanehem to teach us that not only can the Megillah be read on the 14th and the 15th, but it can also be read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Aval, but chachamim amrim, and now we're on the fourth wide line. There's an abbreviation there, chet chaf aleph. That stands for Chachamim Omrim, but the sages, the rabbis say, Ein Korin Ota Ela Bizmana. Here's our third opinion. The rabbis disagree with our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is not as authoritative as we saw it. According to the rabbis, you can only read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. This 11, 12, and 13 stuff is not what the majority of the rabbis think is true. So we have, in a way, three opinions. We have Rabbi Yochanan's original opinion that learns from Zmanehem, and we have Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni's opinion that you can learn it from Kayamim. Both of those agree with Rabbi Akiva that it's possible to read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th. But the Chachamim have now come out of left field, and they are telling, we're learning from the Chachamim, that it can only be read on the 14th and the 15th.
Okay, now the question is, do we trust Rabbi Yochanan? So we have been grilling Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to continue to grill him right now. We're going to grill him. Meitvei. We're going to ask a question on Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ematai, when is this true? Now this is a little out of context, but what we're assuming is that when is it true that you can read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th? So he is going to limit it. Bizman shehashanim ketiknan. That is true when you're living in Israel, when the years are being established by the Beit Din. The Yisrael shrujin al admatan, and the Jewish people are living in Israel, and they are in charge of the land of Israel. Aval bazman hazeh, but in these days of exile, we don't have the rabbis taking in charge of the calendar anymore. Hoil umistaklin ba, the poor people look to learn about when Purim is, and more importantly, they begin to count 1 month, as Rashi says, from Purim to Pesach. And since the poor people want to know when their sustenance is going to be provided for them on Purim and then a month later in Pesach, Ein korinota ela bizmana. We only read it in its proper time. And that way, the poor people will not get confused about when Purim is and when Pesach is. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was once upon a time in history when you could read the Megillah on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. But now that we no longer have a Beit HaMikdash and the rabbis no longer do the calendar, we only read it on the 14th and the 15th. Now, the Gemara is not done yet. Now they have a question on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda aliba deman. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion goes according to whom? Ilema, I might say, and that's one of the vocabulary words, aliba, it's according to, and that's also a vocabulary word, to Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is talking about Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that you can read on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And maybe what he means is that Rabbi Akiva once upon a time said that you could read on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, but now he thinks that that's no longer true. But the Gemara doesn't think that makes sense. Afilu bizman hazeh ita lahay takanta. Even bizman hazeh, in these days, ita, there is, that's one of that word ita is equivalent to the Hebrew word yesh, there is, lahay takanta, this takana. In other words, Rabbi Akiva wouldn't say that that we can't do it anymore. He would think that it's still true that you can read on 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. So Rabbi Yehuda can't be talking about Rabbi Akiva, elalav aliva derabanan. He must be talking about to the rabbis who say that you can only read on the 14th and the 15th. So in other words, what he's saying, that once upon a time, ubizman shashanim ketiknan, when the times, the calendar was established by the rabbis, v'Yisrael shruyin al admatan, and the Jewish people were in charge of the land of Israel, miha karinan, then they would use this teaching to teach us that you could do 11, 12, 13, and 14, and 15. In other words, once upon a time the rabbis agreed with Rabbi Akiva, but now, because of the poor people, they no longer agree with Rabbi Akiva. But if that's true, then Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is wrong, because it means that the rabbis fundamentally agree with Rabbi Akiva, they just changed it on behalf of the poor people. And if that's true, then Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is wrong. The Gemara says, Tiyufta, de Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that our Mishnah is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is wrong. It's not true. Our opinion, our Mishnah could be according to the rabbis as well, just before the calendar was abolished. It's a little bit of a confusing sugya, and you might have to think it through once or twice to get to the conclusion, because all we've done right now is rejected Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. And what's more confusing is that there's a postscript to this Gemara, and we're going to do it now, the last couple lines. I'm four lines up from the bottom at the end of the line. There's a postscript of this Gemara which has an alternate reading, and the alternate reading possibly saves Rabbi Yochanan. It begins with this abbreviation, Aleph Dalet, Ika de Amri. Another way of reading this Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, said Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Devi Rabbi Akiva Stimta, our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva,
without using his name anonymously. Aval chachamim omrim, but the sages say, bizman hazeh hoel umistaklin, but in these times, since the poor people are looking to the reading of the Megillah to know when they're going to get their sustenance, ein korinota ela bizmana, we can only read it on the 14th and the 15th. This version is a little stripped down, and in particular, Rabbi Yochanan does not say that the rabbis once upon a time used to use the learning of Zmanehem to teach that you could read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. It doesn't say anything here about the teaching of Zmanehem. Tanya Nami Hachi, I'm on the second line from the bottom, four words in. We have a brisa that teaches support for this idea. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai, when is it true that you can read the Megillah on other days? Bizman Sheshanim Kitiknan, when the calendar is fixed according to the rabbis. Vyisrael Shruyan Alad Matan, and the Jewish people are in charge of the land of Israel. Ava Bizman Azeh, but in these days, Hoelu Mistaklim Ba, since the poor people are looking for their sustenance to the reading of the Megillah, Ein Korino Ta Ela Bismana, we only read it on its proper times, 14th and 15th, period. That is the end of one section of our argument. According to this Ika de Amri, the last piece of the Gemara, it might save Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And what we come down to is that we have an argument between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva holds that fundamentally, the men of the Great Assembly felt that the Megillah could be read on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, but the rabbis fundamentally felt that the Megillah could only be read on the 14th and the 15th. Not surprisingly, the way it shakes out at the end of the day, whether it's for the reason of the poor people or because we agree with the Chachamim that it should only be read on its proper days, that's why we only have the opportunities of reading on the 14th and the 15th. We're going to stop here. We just have a few words left on Amud Aleph, and we will continue to begin learning Daf Bet, Amud Bet, in the next installment. Congratulations, we did one full Amud.